All right, so we're going to start from Tzadi Vav and Aleph. We're about four lines up from the bottom. What we most recently were discussing was we talked about how Sancheirev wanted to sacrifice his kids. Right? Well, we talked about the whole story with Sancheirev, how much of his army was left, how big was his army, how many people were left, how we had this whole story with the mockery of Sancheirev, where Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Malach come and give him a haircut, and this whole like very funny episode. We talked about how he wanted to sacrifice his kids to the Neser, to the board from Yaakov, from Noach's Teva, and how his kids heard that he wanted to offer them up, and how they killed him first. Then we talked about, once we started talking about Malachim, so we mentioned Malachim who came to help Avram. And then we talked about why Nebuchadnezzar was successful in conquering Yerushalayim. He said that he had this big zechus of Dalet Psios, that he was around when they were trying to write up this letter, they were drafting this letter to Chizkiah. So he said that the king, Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, when he heard that Chizkiah got sick and he got better, so he said that he was like, who is this Chizkiah guy? It's amazing, and they wanted to send him a letter, and they drafted the letter, and where they mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the very end. And Nebuchadnezzar, who wasn't a king at that point, but he came in and he said, how could you possibly draft a letter like that? It's not Bekovedek to write it like that. So you have to first mention Ribbono Shel Olam, then Yerushalayim, then Chizkiah. Okay, so among the people that we mentioned was Merodach Baladan ben Baladan. Okay, so now we're just going to discuss a little bit who this Merodach Baladan ben Baladan was. So we're about four lines up. We're on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. About four lines up from the bottom. Okay, just a quick background, because we're going to segue into it anyway. We're going to talk about how we had Nebuzaradan and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuzaradan is the general of Nebuchadnezzar's army. If you look at the very end of Malachim Beis, where it discusses how the ultimate downfall of the Jewish people and how they're being slowly but surely sent into Galus, and how Yerushalayim became a vassal to Babylonia. So mentions about how there are a whole bunch of kings, right? That's the whole confusing daf in Megillah, or in the first part where it goes through all the kings, Yehoyachin, Yehoyakim, all those kings, and how they're replaced one after the other by the Babylonians, and ultimately we end up with Tzidkiah, and Tzidkiah then he's incited in some way, inspired in some way, either through the Ribbono Shel Olam to rebel. And as a result, what ends up happening is they take him to Rivla, and they slaughter all of his kids in front of him, and then they blind him, and then they take him in shackles to Bava. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in Mirza Shem. But either way, so those are the characters we have. So we're going to have Nebuzaradan, Tzidkiah, and Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. So, my Baladan ben Baladan. What is this Baladan ben Baladan thing? And we called him, right? We said in the Pasuk that Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, Melech Bavel sent these farm these gifts to Chizkiah. Okay, so Amri, Baladan Malkahava. Baladan was a king. Vishtani Apeva have a ki the Kalpa. And his face turned into the appearance of a dog. So, Habiyazib Re Amachusa. So, his son assumed the position, he assumed the throne. Ki have a kasev, so when he would write letters, have a kasev shmei, ushmei da'abua, baladan malka. And some take out the baladan malka, it seems to be a little bit superfluous, but he would write out his own name, and he would include his father's name also, in order to give his father kavod. Okay, and that's why we find this funny name, Merodach Baladan ben Baladan. Okay, haynu d'chsev, and that's what we find in the Pasuk in Malachi, ben yichabed av, v'eved adonav. So what does that mean? Ben Yichabed Av, who's that referring to? Hadamarn, that's referring to. The Eved Adonav, the Chsiv, as we find in the Pasuk. By the way, does anyone know where we land at? Those Pesukim from Malachi? That's the Haftorah by Toldos, right? That's talking about how there was a tremendous Kibbutz of Aim, and this is, and the Pesukim are talking about how you're not supposed to, how you should be respecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay. But Ben Yichabed Av, Hadamarn, the Eved Adonav, is the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah writes. So, again, we're going to find these Pesukim in two places. That at least the ones we're discussing, as we discussed last time, that the story of Sancheirev, you can find them in three places in Malachim, in Yeshaya, who was the Navi at the time, and then in Devar Yamim. And over here, we're going to jump back and forth. We're going to Pesukim in Yirmiyah, and who's projecting the downfall of the Jewish people, and then of course, in the end of Malachim. So now in the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu we find, U'bachodesh ha'chamishi ba'asor l'chodesh, so in the fifth month, and the tenth of that month, right? Hishnas cha'asrei shana l'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. But Nebuchadnezzar rav tavachim, so Nebuchadnezzar comes, Amad lefnei melech Babel b'Yerushalayim, and he stood before the king of Babel in Yerushalayim. So he stood, apparently Nebuchadnezzar seems to be in Yerushalayim. But he strove his base Hashem, his base melech, and he burned the base of Melech. So the question is, Umi salek Nebuchadnezzar to Yerushalayim? Did Nebuchadnezzar go to Yerushalayim? But the Pasuk writes, Vayalu also. Now, if you take a look at the fuller pasuk that we have on the side, it's Vayisbesu es Hamelech, Vayalu also el Melech Babel. Right. So this is talking about by Tzidkiah, that they seized Chizkiah, they seized Tzidkiah, and they brought him el Melech Babel. Where was the Melech Babel? Rivlasa. The Melech Babel was hanging out in Rivla. So that's where they brought him. So it doesn't seem like Nebuchadnezzar was hanging out in Yerushalayim. He was hanging out in Rivla. So the Amar of Abo, Zu Antuchia. That's Antuchia, that's not in Yerushalayim. So Rav Chizr, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Sochara Amar, Dimus Diyukno, Haisach HaKukolo, Al Merkavto. One says that the likeness of Nebuchadnezzar was engraved on the chariot of Nebuchadnezzar. Sochara Amar, Imi Yisero, Haisalom Imenu, that he had this tremendous fear and awe of Nebuchadnezzar. Vedoma Kimisha Omid Lefana. And it was like he was standing right there before him. That's why the Pasuk says that he brought him before the king, because it was key to the king was there. Okay, he was on his mind. Amar Rabba, Ta'in, Tlas Mea Kut Nyasa, and they changed it to Nargi, which makes a little bit more sense. So Tlas Mea, 300, so Ta'in is the load, right? The load of Tlas Mea Kut Nyasa, of 300 mules, Nargi, filled with axes, the parzala of iron, the shalit b'parzala, that can reign over iron. In other words, that can cut through iron. So they're really sharp iron axes. Shadal le Nebuchadnezzar le Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar sent these resources to Nebuchadnezzar. So now, kulhu balatinu, all of them were swallowed up, chad dasha Yerushalayim, by one door by Yerushalayim. In other words, when we say that they were swallowed up, it means that they couldn't penetrate through the walls. So they were trapping and they all broke. Shenamar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Pitucheha Yochan, Bekashil Vechelafos Yahalomun. What does that mean? Pitucheha Yochan. So the way they were interpreting the Pasuk is Pitucheha Yochan, by one door, by a single door, Bekashil Vechelafos, with a hammer and with a chisel, Yahalomun. They smashed. Or they were smashed. Okay. So Baal Mahadr, so when Nebuchadnezzar saw this happening, he wanted to turn back, he wanted to retreat. Amar, he said, Mistafina de lola abdu but b, ki heich de abdu b'samcherib. I'm scared that they should not do to me. So mistafina de lola abdu b, ki heich de abdu b'samcherib, as they did to samcherib. So nafka kala. So a voice went out. The amra, they changed it to make a little more sense, and said shaver bar shaver, jumper, the son of a jumper. And Rashi gives two perushim of what that means. One pshat that Rashi says is that you jumped once upon a time with samcherib, and now this is your second time jumping, and what he's saying is, Nebuchadnezzar Shavar. Nebuchadnezzar, you should be jumping on this opportunity. The Mata Zimna the Mikdash Acharif, because the time has come for the base of Mikdash to be destroyed. They call him Mikli, and for the Heichal to be burned. So Pashta Chad Narva, he had one axe left. Asa Machya, he came and he hit it the Kufa with the handle, with the wooden handle of the axe. The Iftach, and the door opened. Why did he use the wooden handle of the axe? So the Adama explains. Because if it was truly meant to be, if there was such a gzera in Shemayim that it was time for the Beis Mikdash to be burned down, then he shouldn't have to use the metal side. Even if he used the wooden side, that was his way of testing to make sure that it was a gzera din. Shenamar, Yivada kemevi l'mala, it's known as it's brought above. In other words, it's known up in Shemayim. Bisvach eitz kardimos, with the wooden part of the kardimos, of the handles. And that's exactly where the gzera din comes in. So it's alluded to in the pasuk in Tehillim. So Havakatul va'azal ad matal lehechala. So he was going around killing people up until he got to the heichal. Idlak beinura, and then he lit it on fire. Gav heichala. So the heichal raised itself up, but darchu beimin shemayim. But they stamped it down from Shemayim. The Yarmah explains what that means is that the Malachim weren't aware that there was a Gzar Din for the Heichal to be burned. So they started raising it up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, and stopped it down. Okay. Shenemar, where is this alluded to? So as we find in the Pasuk in Eicha, Gas Darach Hashem. Gas is like literally a wine press. So Gas Darach Hashem lives to Las Fas Yudah, referring to the Heichal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu Kibiyachol stamped down on the Heichal to keep it down to be burned. So now, Kazicha Daite. So Nebuzaradan now started feeling proud of himself. Nafka Baskala Va'armale, and Abaskal went out and said, I'm a Katila Katal, don't be so haughty, a killed nation, a dead nation that you killed, Heichala Kalya Kalis, a Heichala that was burned already is what you burned, Kimcha Techina Techinat, you ground up already ground flour. Shenemar, as we find the Pasuk writing, in Yeshaya, Kichi Rechayim, take a mill, V'tachni Kemach, and grind Kemach, Gali Tzamaseich, Galia, expose your tzamaseich, your ankles, your legs, your arms. Chesipi shovel, uncover your leg. Gali shok, uncover your thigh. Ivri naharos, and cross over the rivers. So what do you see? Chitim lo nemar, it doesn't say grind up wheat. El kemach, you grind up flowers. Why is he grinding up flour? That doesn't make any sense. Elamai, this is the message that the Baskel is giving. Okay. Chazadame. The Zechariah did not have a karasach. He saw that the blood. Are we good so far? So Chaza Dame the Zechariah did not have a karasach. He saw that the blood of Zechariah was boiling. Armaluku, he said to the Nihai, what's this? And he didn't know what it was. So he said, what's this boiling blood over here? So Armalay, they said to him, Dam Zvachim Dishmach, it's just some dam left over from the karbanas that spilled on the floor. So Armaluku, so he said to them, well, I see, so bring me an animal, the Anasi Imidmu, and I'm going to test it out to see if the blood is similar. So Kasi, so he shechted an animal, Bo'idmu, but it didn't have the same appearance. So Amar Lahu, so he said in Galuli, reveal this to me, tell me, V'ilo, and if you don't tell me what's going on, Sarikna Lahu Lebesaraychu, I will comb your flesh, B'masreka de Parzla, with a metal comb. So Amar Lahu, they said to him, Hai Kohen V'Navihu, didn't be Lahuli Israel. This was a Kohen who was a Navi who prophesied for the Jewish people, the Chorban of Yerushalayim, about the Chorban, the Katlu, but they killed him. So Amar Lahu, he said, Anam Efayasin Alei, I will appease him. So I see Rabbanan, he brought the Rabbanan, Katal Ilvei, the Lo Nach, and he killed all of them over him, and the blood didn't stop bubbling. It didn't rest. I see Dardaki Dibay Rab, he brought all the kids, Katal Ilvei, the Lo Nach, but the blood still wouldn't stop bubbling. I see Pirchiku Huna, Katal Ilvei, Velonach. Still wouldn't stop. Adiki Katal Ilvei Tishin, Va'arba, Ribo, Velonach. Until he killed something like 940,000 people, but the blood still wasn't stopping. Karv Lagabe. So he approached the blood. Amar, he said, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebehen Yibaratim. I already destroyed the best of them. Nichalacha de Ektalinu Lakulu. Do you want me to kill all of them? So miyadnach. So the blood stopped bubbling. Hear her tshuva b'daite. So he contemplated tshuva. Amar, he said, ma heim shalo ivdush ela nefesh achas. When it comes to these people, the Jewish people, that they killed only one soul, kach, and this is what happened, ha'hu gav ramat habel, what's going to be my story? So Arak, he fled, shudder portisa, lebeze, he sent a portisa like a lashon of pratim, it means like a detailed tzava. So he sent a tzava, lebeze, vizgayer, and he converted. Are we good? Okay. So Tanur Rabbanan. Naaman, we'll talk more about Naaman a little bit later. Naaman Ger Tov Shabhaya. We had him early on in the parak. We had him, what, early on in the Masechta, right? At the end of the eighth parak, right? Naaman Ger Tov Shabhaya. He was a Ger Tov Shabhaya. Mubazar Adam Ger Tzedekaya. Mibnei Bano Shal Sisra Limdu Torah B'Yushalayim. He taught Torah in Yushalayim. Mibnei Bano Shal Samcherev Limdu Torah B'Rabbit. From the grandchildren of Samcherev, they taught Torah in B'Rabbit. Uman ninu shemai ba'atayin. Ibnei banam shal haman alimdu tar b'mnei rak. Va'af m'bnei banam shal osa rasha, and also from the grandchildren of that rasha, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, b'kish ha'kash baruch la'achnis in tach tzkanfi ha'shchina. Ha'kash baruch wanted to let them be b'gayer. Anu malachi ha'shar sefnei ha'kash baruch. Malachi ha'shar sefnei ha'kash baruch. Hu ribon shal olam. Mi she'echer ves be'sacha v'sarf es hechulach tach nizkach tzkanfi ha'shchina. You're going to let the person who burned your house and your heichal under the shchina. And that's what we find in the pasuk It's slightly different than the way that we have it in the Gemara. It's ripinu es Bavel, v'lo nirpasa. We cured or we attempted to cure Bavel, but it would not be cured. Referring to this fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to cure them, in other words, to bring them in tachas kanfei Shechina, but they would not be cured. Ula amar, zed Nebuchadnezzar. This is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Shmuel bar Nachmeni amar, elu nahars Bavel. No, this is a reference to the rivers of Bavel. The Targum, the way that you understand it is, de tziniyasa de Bavelai, referring to the palm trees of Bavel that are by this river. Rashi gives a couple of pshatim. One of them is that that these date trees that are these palm trees that are right by the river are really bitter. Okay. Amr Ula. Amonu Moab Shivavi Bishi Dushlam Habu. They were Shivavi, our neighbors, right? Bishi and our bad. So Amr Ula, Amonu Moab Shivavi Bishi Dushlam Habu. They were bad neighbors of Yerushalayim. Kivin the Shaminu the Navi, once they heard the Navi, or the Naviim, the Kamis Nabai, the Korban Yerushalayim, that were prophesying about the Korban Abayis, Shalchu Nebuchadnezzar, Poke Vital. They sent Nebuchadnezzar, you should come. Get over here. Amar, he said, Mistafina, the Lola Abduli, Kida Abdu Bekamai. I'm scared that they're going to do to me like what they did to my predecessor. So Shalchu Le, so they sent back to him, no, Ki Eina Ishba Beso, the man is not home. And they take the from the bread, they take out the next couple words, all of the Dark Man Chok. And it seems to make a little more sense the way that we're going to analyze the pasuk. So the man is not home, referring to the Baruch Shem. Hashem is not home. Ish alakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem Hashem ish melchama. Like we had a couple daven ago. Shalach lehu. So he sent back to them the kregu hu vasi. No, but he's still close by and he's going to come. Okay. So shalchulei. So he sent back. No halach b'derek merachok. And that's the hemshuk of that pasuk in Mishlei. The fuller pasuk is ki ena ish beveso halach b'derek merachok. Right? He's not home. He went far away. That's referring to the Baruch Shem. Shalach lehu, and what he was saying, so he sent back to them, is lehu tzadiki. No, but they have tzadiki. The bo rachmi, maizelu, that they'll just be mevakish rachmi, and they're going to summon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back. So shalach lehu, so they sent back to him, no, seror hakesef lakach biyado. The wrapped up silver he took in his hand. Ben kesef el tzadikim. Kesef is referring to the tzadikim, shenemar, the ekreha li, the chamisha aser kesef, and I acquired for me with 15 silver. Rashi says it's referring to the 15th of Nisan for Galus Mitzrayim, when he was redeeming, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed the Jewish people. The Chomer Seorim, the Lesach Seorim. The Anima explains what that means is that through the 15 pieces of silver, referring to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, which is 3 plus the Shiftei Ka, so through those, that's why I acquired them. But in other words, it was only through Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and Shiftei Ka, those are the 15, and those are already Tzaror Ha-Tzara HaKesel Lakach Bido, they already died. So Shalach Lehu, so he sent back to them, Hadri Rishi'i b'tshuva, uba rachmi umaitzel. No, but maybe the Rishon will be closer b'tshuva, and they'll be mevakish rachmi, and then they'll bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shalchulei, they sent back this. So they sent to him, Kavar kavel hensman. No, it's already been kavet zman. Shenemar liyom hakesa yavo b'so. And in kesa, when the pasuk says kesa, in kesa elosman. Shenemar b'kesa liyom chagim. Okay. So Shalchulei, so they sent back to them, well, sisvahu, it's the winter. And I'm not able to come, mi talga, from the shelag, right, from the snow, mi mitra, and from the rain. So I can't come, I can't make the trip. So Shalchulei, they sent back to him, no, ta ashina the tura, come by or on the tooth of the mountain. Meaning, the way that the Adama explains it, come by means of the tooth of the mountain. In other words, travel by the lower end, by the foot of the mountain, so that the caps of the mountain will shield you. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shilchu Kar Moshel Eretz, send a Kar Ashliach to the ruler of the land. Misela Midbara El Harbasio. Misela Midbar, meaning by way of the rocks of the Midbar, in other words, by way of the mountains, El Harbasio, to the Harbasio, to Yerushalayim. Okay. So Shalach Lehu said back to them, Yesina, but if I come, I don't have any place to sit. I don't have a place for my camp to set up shop. So Shalchulei, they sent back to him, no, kivros shalahem u'lin mipaltir and shalacha. Don't be worried. Their graveyards, their burial plots are better than your own palaces. Dechsid, as we find, be'esahinu Hashem, yotziyu as atmos malach yudah, they will take out the bones of malach yudah, as atmos sarav, as atmos hakonim, as atmos hanavim, as atmos yoshvi yushalayim, mikavrim, they'll take them all from their graves, ushtachum lashamish, they'll spread them out to the sun, and the areach, l'chotz v'ashamayim, asher ha'ivom, v'asher ha'vadom, v'asher halchu, acharehem. Okay. So So Amale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Misha Milacha Emas Asi Bar Nefali. Did you ever hear when Bar Nefali is going to come? Amale said back to Man Bar Nefali. Who's Bar Nefali? Amale Mashiach. So Mashiach Bar Nefali could be Salah. You call Mashiach Bar Nefali. Why do you call him that? So Amale in yeah, the Chsiv Ayomahu Akim Esukas David Hanofales. And Sukkah David Hanofales, the way the Rashi explains it, it's not referring, I always thought it was the Sukkah of David, meaning the base of Mikdash. That's not what it is. Rashi says it's the Malchus of David. As Sukkah David Hanofales, but either way, we see that Bar Nefali that can be associated with David, meaning of Mashiach. Okay, so Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dor Sheben David Ba Bo, the generation in which Ben David will come, in the generation in which Mashiach will come, Tamir Chachamim Mismatim, the Tamir Chacham will be Mismat, be diminished. Vashar Ineyem, Vashar Ineyem Kalos Biyagon Vanacha. Their eyes will be diminished, Biyagon with grief, Vanacha and groaning. Vitzaros Rabos, Gezeros Kashos Mitzchachos, there's many tons of new Gezeros and horrible pains. Ad Shaharishon of Pekuda, and before the first one is over, Shniyam Emeheres Lodot, the second one will quickly come. There's going to be tons of Tzaros. So Tanravan. Shavuah ben David Babo, the Shemitah cycle in which Mashiach will come. So here it goes as follows. Shana Rishona, Miskayim Mikrezet. In the first year, the following pasuk will be Miskayim. Vimtarti al Ir Achas, I will rain down on one city, al Ir Achas, long term, but on another city I will not. In other words, there will be hunger in one place, and people will be not have hunger in another place. Shnia, the second year. Chitzi Ra'ab Mishtachim. So chitz meaning half, but in other words, there'll be a little bit of hunger, will be sent all over the place. Shlishis, in the third year, Rav Gadol Umesim Anashim, there's going to be tremendous famine, and people will be dying. V'nashim V'taf, Chasidim V'anshim Maisa, V'tor Mishtakachas Milom Deha, and the Torah will be forgotten from its learnings. Why? So Rashi explains, because no one's going to have any food to eat. Beravias, Sova V'enasova, okay. So some will be satiated, some will not. But there will be some satiation. The chamishas, sova gadol, the ochlin v'shosin v'smeichim v'torah chazeres lom da'ha. So there will be lots of satiation. People will be eating and drinking, and they'll be happy, and the Torah will be restored to its learners. Bashishas, kolos. In the sixth year, there will be kolos. Either Rashi says kolos, meaning announcements that Ben David is going to come, or meaning from the Tkiyah Shofar. Bashvias, lochamos. B'motzei shvias, Ben David ba. So Amar Yosef, how kama shavias to have a cane below asa? There have been many shmitos like this, and Mashiach hasn't come. Amar Abai, but Abai says back, Bashishis kolos, Bashvias mochamos mehaba. Did we have it? We're in the sixth year of the shmita cycle, there were kolos, and in the seventh year there were mochamos. The old kisidra mehaba, do we have in this particular order that was delineated here? Okay. And then they seem to think Rashi is not sure why the pasuk would be here anyway. Asher karfu hivecha, asher karfu ikvos mishikachas, so they take it out. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, dor sheben David babo, beis havad yilaznos. So the door in which Mashiach will come, the beis havad for the chachamim will be a place of znos. The hagalil yecharev, the glil will be destroyed. The hagavlon ye ashem. Rashi learns that this is a place. And it'll be in a state of, it'll be astounding, it'll be in a state of pandemonium. The Yadamah is a slightly different girsa. He says gavlan is with a vav. So it's hagavlan, meaning hagvil, yeyashem. The gvil, the parchment, will be punished. In other words, the gvil referring to Sefer Torah, that there will be punishment because people will not be learning the gvil, will not be learning Sefer Torah, will not be learning Torah. But Anshe Gevul, and again, the Yadamah plugs in his Pratavir as well. Anshe Gevul is again Anshe Gevil, the men of the Gevil, in other words, the Tamid Chachamim, Yosovavu Meir Le'er, will go around circling from city to city, V'loichanu, but they won't find favor in people. The Chachma Sasofrim Tisareach, and the Chachma Sasofrim will be rotten, will spoil, V'yirechet Yimasu, and the Yirechet will be repulsed, U'pnei Ador K'mnei Calibrate, the famous line, MS Naderis, and the MS will be absent. Shnemer is the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Vatihi HaMS Naderis. So, my Vatihi HaMS Naderis. So, Amidvei Rav, Melamed Shanaas is Adarim Adarim Bolachasa. There'll be nothing more than a few groups and they're gonna go away. Okay. My Visar Meira Mishtolel. So what's the Hemshech? Well, the Hemshech of that pasuk that we just quoted from Yeshaya, which is Vatiya Emes Nadaris, Visar Meira Mishtolel. What does that mean? Visar Meira, and the person who turns away from evil, Mishtolel, will be Mishtolel. So Amid Ve'er Shila, call me. Shesar Meira, any person who turns away from Ra, Mishtolel Al Rios. He will be typified by the people as though he were as though he's stupid. So he'll be degraded by the people. Amar Rava, Meresh, Havamina. We're about halfway down on Tzadi Zayin of Rav, in the narrow lines. Amar Rava, Meresh, Havamina. Initially, I thought Leke Kush Tabamim that there was no MS in the world. Amar Li Ahu Merabana. But then there was that Chacham that told me Rav Tava Shmei. His name was Rav Tava. So Amar Lav Rav Tav Yumi Shmei. Do you have a Yavi Le Kol Chalalei Da'ama? That if they would give him Kol Chalalei Da'ama, Chalal is like Lashon of a cavity. In this case, what it's referring to is if you would fill the whole cavity of the world with treasure, right? So if you would fill up the whole world with money, Yavili Kol Chalalei Da'ama. Lo Havi Mishani B'Dibur. If you give me the whole world, I still wouldn't alter my speech, right? Mishani B'Dibur. I wouldn't change my speech. In fact, so now, Zimna Chava. So there was that one time that I went to a certain place. V'kushta shemei. The name of the town was Kushta. Lo hava mishani b'dibra. Nobody would alter their speech. Lo hava mayis inish mihasim. Nobody of there died below zimnei prematurely. So nesivi itza. I married a woman minhon from them. V'havuli tartin banin mina. And I had two kids from her. Yom achad. One day. Havi yosva devisu v'kachayfa reishin. It's one day that his wife was sitting. And she was rubbing her hair. In other words, she was washing, scrubbing her hair, like we had before. Asai Shivavasa and her neighbor came to the house. Tarfa Adasha, she knocked on the door. And again, they changed it back and forth between first person and third person. So it's Savri. I thought, Lav Arachara, that this wouldn't be Darach Eretz, to say that she's in the middle of showering. So Amri La, so I told her, again, they just shift, Leisa Hacha, she's not home. Well, Shechigule Tartamunin. His two kids died. Asu Inchi, the Ashes of men of the town, came Lakame before him. Amrle, and they said to him, "Hi, hi, what's going on? What is this?" Amrle, who? So he said to them, "Hachavamai," and he started to relate to them what happened. Amrle, Amrule, so they said to him, "The Metusuminach, please do us a favor. Let's ask a favor from you. Poke the Asrin, go out of our town. Below Sigari Bahu Musna. Don't cigar like a lashon of the tagger to be misgar to be in sight. Lo sagri behu mosna. Don't incite death b'hanachinshi among those people. Okay. Tanya, Reb Nehurai Omer, Dor sheben David ba bo na'arim yalbinu pnei zakenim. The door in which Mashiach will come, the na'arim will whiten, the young kids will whiten the faces of the zakenim. Uzakenim yamdu lefnei na'arim. And the elders will stand before the young kids. And Rashi understands this to mean, to be the pashup shot, which is that this is not a good thing, that this is very bad, that the kids are going to be very chutzpahdik. The Ben Yehuda understands that this whole thing is l'shvach. Ben Yehuda explains that this is that the kids will be such big tamid chachamim that they'll be even held in the esteem of all the zagin. The zagin are going to stand on for all the kids. And consistently, that's what learns the Hemshech of the Gemara, that the Hemshech is ubas kama be'ima, a daughter. Now this can be interpreted in one of two ways. The way the Rashi would understand it is bas kama b'ima, a daughter will not rise up for her mother, but rise up against her mother. V'kala b'chamosa, and a daughter-in-law will rise up against her mother-in-law. Okay, and the way the Ben Yoda touches that up is that it's ubas kama b'ima, that a daughter who's typically not very respectful of her mother will stand up for her mother, and a daughter-in-law who typically can't stand her mother-in-law, will also stand up for her mother-in-law. So it's a lahabak from the Rashi's mouth. And the son will not be misbayish in front of his father. Okay. Tanya. Rav Nechemya Omer Dor Sheben David Ba-Bo. Ha'azus Tarbeh. Brazenness will be rampant. V'hayokir Ye'avais. And kavod will be corrupt. And Rashi has two pshat on what that means. Either what it means is that no one will have any respect for one another, or it means is that those who are michubad will be corrupt. So Vahayoker Yefes, Vahagefen Yitain Peryo, and the vine will give its fruit, Vahayan Vyoker, but still the wine will be expensive. In other words, there's not going to be any Hatzlacha. It's going to be no bracha. The Nebcha Kol Malchus Leminus, Bein Tuchacha. The whole country will turn to Minas. Misayel Ruli Yitzchak, the Amr of Yitzchak, Ein Ben David Va, Ashetis Hatech Kol Malchus Leminus. Okay. Amr Rava Makra, Kulo Hafach Lavan Tahor Hu. So, Rava touches this into the pasuk that we find by Nagan, that typically it's a bad thing to have tzaraz, typically it's a bad thing to have minas. So, but the same way that tzaraz, when it covers the whole body, that's a sign for tahara. So similarly, when it comes to minas, when the whole country will become rampant with minas, so then that's a simon tahara for Mashiach. Okay. Tanaba. Ki adin Hashem amo. When Hashem will sit down to judge his nation, Rashi explains to figure out if to bring the gula or not. Ki yireh ki ozlas yad. And you'll see that the hand is going strong. The Efes, we'll see in a minute what hand that is. The Efes Atzur, the Azov. And there is Efes Atzur. Atzur is like a lashon of being saved, so there's no savior. Efes Atzur, the Azov. There's no savior, there's no hope. So what does this mean? Ein ben David ba'achi yirbu hamisaros. Ben David's not going to come until all the moshim, the slanderers, are going to be numerous. Davar acher, achi smatu al tamidim, until the tamidim are diminished, referring to the Jewish people, that they're going to be overwhelmed. Davar acher, achi tichla prutim in a kiss, no one's going to have any money. Now that's the pasha pshat. There's an interesting pshat that the Ben Yehuda says, is that, no, it's not that no one's going to have any money, it's that no one's going to carry around any pocket change, because we're only going to have large dollar bills. So you're not going to have to keep everyone's going to be so wealthy, they're not going to have to keep prutis around. Davar acher, achi siyashu min ha-gu'ula, until they give up hope from the gula, and that's what it means. Meaning, the efes atzur v'yazov, there's going to be no hope, and that's when Mashiach is going to come. Shemar v'yazov, the efes atzur v'yazov, ki v'yachol in somech v'ozol l'Yisrael, that there's nobody to help the Jewish people, ki hadar v'zera, ki havim mishkach rabbanan, the mizaski bei, that when v'zera would see that the chachamim were being osek and figuring out the cheshbonim, the kates, for when Mashiach is going to come, Amr Lahu, he would tell them, Bimitusa, please, Ba'ina Minach, I'm asking from you, Lo Terchakua, don't distance it. Ditanina, as we learn, Gimel Ban Ba'ezachadas, there are three things that come while you're distracted. Elu Hein, Mashiach, Mitziya, right, when you find something, Ba'akrav, and a scorpion, all these things come upon you suddenly. So similarly, if you're engaging and trying to figure out when Mashiach is coming, so then you can't come because you need Hezachadas. So Omar, you know what, so should we hold here for a couple minutes, or what do you guys want to do? Should we hold, should we keep going? Is it,
I'll go by there.
Yeah? Okay. So Omar of Katina.